Welcome back to Stillness in the Storm audiocast series. I'm Sarah Eager, and I'm here with my co-author, Jan Alko. Jan, this feels like the audiocast the whole series has been building toward. We've talked about creating safety, being present, self-compassion, stepping back from our thoughts, empowerment, and connection. And now we're asking, where does all of that lead?
It's a very big question. Where does it lead?
Inward, through the storm, to the eye, that place of complete stillness, inner peace. And what's interesting is that this isn't just a spiritual idea, it strengthens us psychologically. It gives us access to our own wisdom. We can catch glimpses of it, perhaps listening to a mountain stream or a bird singing. It's when the mind is still enough to actually be present.
And I suppose meditation is the practice that takes us there most reliably.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's a journey to that place. But before we talk about how, there's a deeper question worth sitting with. Who is experiencing our lives?
Well, that's quite a question to drop in.
It is. We have thoughts, we have feelings, but who is generating them? Who is the experiencer? We can observe our thoughts. We talked about that in stepping back. The audio cast stepping back, but who is doing the observing?
And your answer is the spiritual self.
Yes, it's a subtle energy that's distinct from the brain and its activity, yet it gathers information through our senses. It's the awareness that recognizes itself as I, the watcher, the observer. The experiencer. It's sometimes called spirit or soul.
And there's an important distinction you make there, Sarah. It's not that I have a soul, but that I am a soul.
Yes, this is a really important distinction, and it's a shift in perspective that changes everything because it means our identity isn't located in our roles or our bodies or our achievements. It's something much more enduring that lies underneath all of that.
Yes, I had a long period of isolation because of illness, and I found that the enforced stillness became a silver lining. It was space to ask who I really was.
I remember you telling me, Jan, that once you'd had this period of enforced stillness, you discovered that you really didn't want to go back to how things were before. And that's what contact with the spiritual self can do. It reorders your priorities.
It does, and so if the spiritual self is who we are, what are our thoughts and feelings?
Well, I like to think of it, this is an analogy, of course, but it's like the materials that an artist uses. So the artist isn't the paint and she isn't the canvas. She's something beyond both. And in the same way, we're not our thoughts and feelings. We're the creator of them, although it really feels that way.
Yeah, because we get swept up in them.
Yes, we do. And an emotion is an energized thought pattern, and it arises where the body and mind meet and has a strong physical pull. Usually it takes us over before we've even noticed it happening. And then the thought feeds the emotion feeds the thought, and we find ourselves in a spiral.
So the watcher. The observer, is that the way out of that spiral?
Yes, the more we can rest in that watching consciousness, the less identified we are with the content of our thoughts and feelings. We're no longer being the emotion, when noticing it.
So let's talk about identity because there's something important here about where distress really comes from.
Yes, fear and distressing emotions are usually connected to a sense of loss. And at the deepest level, that's often a loss of awareness of who we truly are. It's a disconnection from ourselves as spiritual beings, and we try to manage that by staying very busy, filling our life with distractions, or by building our identity around our bodies, our minds, our status, all of which are constantly changing. So the anxiety never really settles.
Whereas the natural state of the spiritual self is always peace, love, and joy.
Yes, these are subtle but intense qualities that lie beneath our emotions at a much deeper level. Sometimes we glimpse them in nature, in moments of great beauty, or even extreme physical exertion, but they're always there underneath. They're just obscured in the busyness of daily life.
So, what gets in the way? You talk about core beliefs.
Yes, beliefs are really fascinating things. They're how we make sense of the world, and many form very early when we lack the capacity to understand others' motivations. So often we kind of erroneously conclude that there's something wrong with us. We're not good enough, somehow we're a failure or defective. And at the heart of those beliefs is always a hunger to be loved. And a conviction that if somehow we were different, we would be.
Which I guess keeps us looking outward for what can only be found inward.
Exactly. Negative core beliefs drive us outward towards dependency and distraction. But when we shift our identity to encompass ourselves as spiritual beings, we know that at our core, there is goodness. Peace, love, and joy aren't things we need to acquire. They're what we already are beneath the layers.
And meditation is the practice that helps us reconnect with that.
Yes, every sound begins in silence and returns to silence. Every thought, if you track it back far enough, arises from stillness, and meditation is the inward journey to that stillness. And from it, people describe experiencing a deep connection to themselves, to others, to nature, and sometimes to something they describe as an ocean of peace or unconditional or divine love.
There's a profound section in our book here on facing death, which might feel like a step too far for some listeners, but I think it's important.
Yes, actually, it's very central when you think about it. We have a couple of examples in the book. One of a nurse who was working on an intensive care ward, and she found stepping away during breaks and practicing breathing through her fear, connecting for a few minutes to her inner peace, really helped just settle her down and center her, and she returned to the ward feeling stronger. And there's my own experience of sitting with a friend who was dying of cancer, and we used to use meditation to prepare her for that passage. I used to go there every night after work, and we'd practice this meditation of the journey to peace and stillness. And I noticed her fear diminished, and she started connecting with the love of everyone who visited. It was a very sacred and special time.
So calm, dignity, respect, even at the end.
That's what contact with our spiritual nature can bring, even in the hardest moments. Because if we understand ourselves to be more than our physical bodies, then even death becomes something we can face with acceptance rather than terror.
And that leads us to the final idea, wholeness.
Yes, each of us has original wholeness, present before any damage or pain accumulated. And through silence and meditation, we can reconnect with it at any time. It takes us beyond fragmentation, loneliness, and suffering. It's always there, just waiting.
And I think that's where we go now, actually.
It is. We're going to listen to this lovely meditation called My Inner Core of Peace. And together we will go on that journey to our inner stillness. So let us settle into that now.
I become aware of my breath and of my posture and settle into the present moment. I observe how I am sitting and release any tension in my body. I am comfortable. I relax as I breathe in and out. I take a long, deep breath in and slowly let it go. As I breathe in peace. As I breathe out tension. I observe my thoughts and feelings and let them be like watching clouds drift by. I become aware that I am not my feelings, nor my thoughts. I am aware of them, but I have my own identity, separate from them. I am the experiencer. I am the observer. I imagine a beautiful scene that makes me feel peaceful. I see it in my mind, and I allow myself to experience the tranquility of this place. This feeling is not something outside of me anymore. It is within. I become more aware of my peaceful self. I had forgotten my true self, lost in the web of my experiences. But now, I remember who I truly am, a loving and peaceful being. I realize the beauty of being in this moment of calm. I am a being of peace, spiritual energy, a soul. This is my true identity.
You'll find more detail about this tool with ideas for practice, rescue remedies, audio recordings, and positive affirmations in our book, Stillness in the Storm, Seven Tools for Coping with Fear and Uncertainty. It's published by the Janke Foundation and available in paperback, audiobook, and ebook formats.
And in the next and final episode, we're bringing the series full circle by exploring resilience, not as imperviousness to hardship, but as the inner capacity to bend, recover, and even grow through adversity. And we look forward to you joining us. And before we go, I'd like to share this simple positive affirmation on the theme of discovering inner peace and wholeness. When there is stillness within, I can hear the voice of my own wisdom. Goodbye.
Goodbye.